the Lord. Praise the
Lord.
Love
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Yeah, First Fruits, giving God your first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. When you put God first, oh my God, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And don't think he won't bless you. He will bless you when you put him first. God bless you. We want to welcome you from every walk of life, from every denomination, church affiliation, from every background, white, brown, whatever color you are. We are brothers and sisters. We've come to praise the Lord and to pray together. Let's join hands together and let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, 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 thank you. Oh, God, you're so phenomenally good. Amen. Phenomenally good to all of us. You woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us air in our lungs to breathe, gave us legs to walk, a mouth to talk. Our eyes are working, our ears are working, our nostrils are working, our sinuses are working, our hands and feet are working. My God, our heart is beating and beat thousands of times last night. And here we are, able to rise up and just tell you thank you. Oh, we appreciate it. When we came into the cognizance that we were alive, we don't know how it happened. First time we came into the cognizance that we were alive, we don't know how it happened. We don't know how we got the bodies. But the word of God tells us that you created us. And now all we know is that we're able to walk, talk, see, hear, all these attributes of being a person. And for this we give you praise. For this we give you adoration. Thank you for your word that says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your word that tells us to enter into our gates with thanksgiving, and to your gates with thanksgiving, and to your courts with praise. Yeah, we do enter into your gates with thanksgiving, and to the court with praise, saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done. For anything we've done that's not pleasing in your sight, we ask for forgiveness and for the covering blood of Jesus Christ. God, we appreciate everything that you're going to do today. Bless, 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 bless. Bless your people. Touch your people. And we give you glory and adoration. This is a wonderful day to praise you. And Lord, heal people on this line. Oh God, set people free on this line. Lift all these heavy burdens that people have on this line. Give them peace in the midst of the storm on this line. God, everything that I'm forgetting to ask, would you allow the Holy Ghost to ask it for me in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody's down. Pick them up. Somebody's incarcerated unlawfully. And Lord, help them to be released. Somebody is out. Bring them back on in, God. Backslidden, bring them back to you. Someone needs a financial lift. Let it happen in Jesus' name. Someone needs to be healed from cancer, from diabetes, from all kinds of sicknesses and afflictions. Let it happen in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for the peace that passeth all understanding. It comes to keep our hearts and minds in perfect peace. Thank you, Lord, because we lift up our eyes into the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you. Thank you for every trial. We don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials which come to try us, as though some strange thing happened. No, no, no. We rejoice even in the trials and even in the tribulations, knowing that you have everything under control. And we thank you for it. Bless your people. Bless their families. Bless their homes. Bless them as they go out and coming in. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. We give you praise. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to everybody who's awake. Good morning to you. Can y'all say good morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And
good
to all of you. Amen. And I certainly want to speak to the Lord. He's been the one who lifted every heavy burden and lightened the load. Been there. I didn't even know he was there. He was. And has he been there for you? If so, don't treat him slight, like you mad at him or something. He's in your room. Why don't you speak to him? Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
good morning,
Lord.
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Amen. God, thank
good
you.
Morning.
Thank you. And let's praise him like he deserves it. Amen. Who woke you up? Who started you on your way? Don't sit there and let the devil tell you. Well, just let them praise him this morning. If you've got a voice, you owe him some praise. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise check, everybody.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
For your tender mercy.
Tell him
thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Lift those voices and tell him thank you. Praise him, give him praise, give him praise.
Thank you, thank you,
give him praise. On the blog line, it's our second year anniversary for giving God over 2 billion praises a night. You do the math. There are 365 days in a year, and this is our two-year celebration. I'm just going to take the bottom expectation of over 700. If we gave God at least 1 billion praises worldwide a night, amen. Just help us get the word out that God is blessing. And the blog line, we're giving God over 700 billion praises. Amen. All glory be to him. Then I'm going to ask you all to help us celebrate. I'm going to ask everybody worldwide, if you would, send us $1. Amen. $1. Amen. You would do that. Lord bless you and keep you. If you want to send more, fine. But I'm just asking you for a dollar. Amen. For our ministry. If you would do that, send it to P.O. Box 2659. Oberland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. We have not because we ask not. Amen. You know, sometimes I marvel at how the church many times wants to make the people of God suffer because they've been through suffering. And yet the people in the world help to support everything that people in the world are trying to do. Somebody said, what was it? I heard it last night. They said, all the hurt I've ever had, the worst hurt has been in the church. It's because our people have not been, if they've been trained, they have not received the training that they are supporting the Lord. Because guess what? The devil is not going to support it, nor his people. He doesn't want them supported. So we have an obligation to support the work of the Lord. I'm asking you, if you would, send $1, amen, to help us celebrate. If you would, send it off right away because it takes about 10 days, 7 to 10 days to get here to Kansas. Amen. And 13th, we'll be here before you know it. Time is flying. All right. Send it to Bernard Johnson at P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. Again, we had a wonderful time on the all-night prayer the night before last. I'm still rejoicing. And all the speakers and all the people who led prayer. It's getting better, y'all. Amen. At one time, I had to allow the Holy Ghost through me to chastise the prayer line. Didn't want to do it, but it's kind of like a father who whips his son. Or, you know, he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it, but he has to. And even it's like a mother who whips her child. She doesn't want to do it, but she has to because they need to be chastised. And then the mother goes in another room where the child can't see him and weeps. Yeah, my heart was weeping. I didn't want to do that. But statistics show that we were at 90 million, but after we allowed the Lord to do that through us, we jumped to 100 million. So it was good for us. And the devil didn't like it, but God got the glory. I love you all, and it just hurts me many times. See, I'm the one that has to be the phone guy. Everybody else can look sweet. And, oh, I love this person. I love that person. Y'all don't understand. Like the pastor. Some of these pastors will understand. Yeah, all the other persons in the church. Amen. Love y'all. Let's go to the praise report. Somebody's got the line open, and you got the one on. Will you please push, press star 6? Amen. We don't want to mute your line and then put your line off for forever. We don't want to do that. So just push star 6 if you would. Recognize that. Let's go to the praise reports. Who on the line will get the praise reports for us today? Women workers, amen. That's what they used to say in the old church. I was a little bitty boy, I heard it. We want willing workers, that's what they say. Willing workers, amen. So online will all you have to do is get your give your praise report and ask, are there any other praise reports, and let them give their testimonies. They used to call them testimonies, and we've upgraded to what we call praise reports. Same thing. Amen. Give your testimony and then ask for other testimonies. All right. The line is open to you. Who will do that? Amen. Somebody get those praise reports for us this morning. If not,
good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Ernestine Wright, Mary Code 773. I'll take those praise reports.
Hey, Sister Riley, how you doing?
Doing well. I will take those praise reports. First,
all right,
I'd like to give my praise reports. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. God is so good. I just want to thank God for allowing me to lay down last night and get a good night's sleep. And I thank him for waking me up this morning. And not only did he wake me up, but he blessed me to get up. And he blessed me to get up with the activity of my limbs, a sound mind. Of course, in him that we live, move, and have our being. And I just want to thank God for that. And now I'm going to open the line for any praise reports. Please feel free to give your praise report at this time.
All right, somebody got some noise on the line. You got, if you got your car window down, or if you have a little noise, your radio's on, just press *6. All right, go ahead, Sister Riley again. Who's the first one to give that praise report? Jump in there, Sister Riley. You got it from there.
Good morning.
This is Ron from St. Louis, Missouri. On Monday, I did a prayer for my son in prison, and I would like to thank the Lord this morning because we went to court and they dropped every charge against him.
What?
They dropped every charge against him.
Now, you weren't shouting in the courtroom, were you? And made the judge say something.
I thought they was going to lock me up.
Okay, go ahead on, Sister Riley.
Okay, thanks the Lord for their praise report. Are there others that would like to give their praise report at this time?
Amen. Good morning. Go ahead, Mother.
This is Mother Wilson this morning. I'm grateful this morning how God has been blessing. I was out on yesterday morning to prayer at my church, and the people that met me was the one that I carried with me. And I thank the Lord for the 3 grown-ups and 3 children. And we had a wonderful time yesterday. And I asked them to make their requests, and they made their requests. And when prayer was over, they were telling me that how they was hurting. But after prayer was over, then either one of those ladies have a pain. And I just thank God, you know, for him working in their behalf and even blessing me to know that he is with me. It was just a blessing. I have to go if I have to go by myself with the Lord. And I'm praising him because I'm just happy because of him being who he is this morning. Y'all just continue to pray for me because I do mean to live Jesus.
Wow.
Thanks a lot for that praise report. Was that Mother Wilson coming from Mother Wilson, I believe it was? Well, thank the Lord.
Yeah.
And the other praise reports at this time.
Amen. Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Williams calling. Good morning. God bless you, woman of God. And good morning to Chief Ambassador Johnson.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir. And good morning also to Ambassador Lady Betty and Ambassador Mother Johnson. Amen. And everyone that's on the line. I just give God all the praise this morning. He is just so awesome. He's just so good. He's so good. Yesterday, while we were on the blog line praising God, I just got a breakthrough in the spirit. God is just so good. Just the praises just began to overtake me like never before, and it was just so awesome. It just, God is so good. But I also want to give a praise report. There was a young man that called me the other day and shared with me that God had, he had rededicated his life back to the Lord, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and that was a blessing. I just thank God for that. Another young lady that I've been praying for, we've been praying for her for a job, and God blessed her with not just one job, but blessed her with four.
Wow.
So God blessed her with options. You know, she went on four different interviews and they all accepted her, but of course she only chose one, you know. So I praise God for that. God is in the blessing business. Amen. We know he is. Amen. He is faithful, and he'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think or even ask for. And I just thank God for that. And just the souls that are being saved and rededicated back to the Lord. And I just thank God for that. That is my praise report this morning. And I thank God for the shut-in on the other night, because it was such a blessing. I mean, everyone that God used to come forth in word, the word was awesome on Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. It was just so awesome. I mean, it was good to even hear my pastor, Pastor Dr. Gary Stern, preach, you know, and share the word. That was awesome. And I just thank God for just the whole shut-in that night. It was just so awesome. And Chief Ambassador Johnson, I thank you, sir, for being obedient to the leading of the Lord to allow you to do things that's unusual and unique. Amen. You know, like the blog coming on and giving 1,000 thank yous. Amen. And over 2 billion thank yous a night collectively. That's unusual. That's unique. Amen. And I thank God for that. And then the all-night shut-in on the online, you know, doing that. That's unique. That's something that, you know, I've never heard of. Amen. But it is awesome. You know, I know we do all-night prayer, all-night shut-ins, but it's normally in a location. I've never done it over the phone. But I like the concept. I love it. Amen. And so God bless you, sir. You continue to let the Lord use you. I know he has given you many other visions. And amen, they shall come to pass. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you, sir. And you have a blessing.
Let me jump in there, Sister Riley. I appreciate you, Ambassador-elect LaTanya, Evangelist LaTanya Williams. Amen. For even allowing the Holy Ghost to show you those things. Amen. Most people, you have to get in the spirit realm to see things like that. And I want to thank you so much for allowing God to show you that. I appreciate the encouragement. Amen. It's unusual things like that that God will honor in such a glorious way. I want to thank him for what he's going to do. I want to also thank God for the youth prayer line on last night. It was great, great, great. I can do all things in Christ, but they dealt with another scripture last night. It was so such a great blessing. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 5:17. 1 Corinthians, 5:17. Yeah. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. And it was great last night. So thank God for Ambassador Gina Hodges and all those who joined on the youth prayer line last night. Great. Right. And so many praise reports have happened. Have you thought about all the things that God did for you? Think about it. Did they get by you? He just did so many things for you until you just can't even remember one of them? Don't let that be so in your life. Remember what he's done for you, because he's done a lot of things for you. And you got to remember what he's done for you. If so, the Bible tells you to make known his deeds among the people. It's important. It's important. Somebody listening needs that encouragement, needs to know what you went through, because they say, if God did it for you, he can do it for me. How's God going to have 2 children and bless one and leave the other one standing on the sideline and not even look at him? That's a terrible thing. That's mean. God's not a mean God. God is a righteous and holy, and he loves all of his children. All right, back to you, Ambassador-elect Sister Riley. God bless you.
Okay. Thanks a lot for those praise reports. Has already gone up. Right now, We'd just like to know, is there another one that would like to give your praise report this morning? If
Amen.
So, come right in.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Riley. God bless you, all you people of the Lord, Chief Ambassador Johnson and Mother Adeline Johnson. This is Sister Sharon,
mm-hmm.
Ambassador-elect Sharon Darden, area code 616. And God bless you to Sister Betty and to all the saints of the Most High God. I'm just so grateful this morning. I'm so grateful, so grateful, so grateful to be in the land of the living and to be on the prayer line. And I thank the Lord for the shut-in the other night, because I did not want to give up my place. I did not want to fall asleep. I did not want to miss anything. And so thank the Lord for all the wonderful, beautiful, capable speakers and all the encouragement that was on the line. And Sister LaTanya Williams is always such an encouragement. And so we just thank the Lord for each and every one. And I'm so grateful because now that the Chief Ambassador be telling us, like, what did he do for you? Well, my son is working, and my husband and I are retired. And I'm talking about since I've been on the prayer line. My husband and I are both retired. I'm working a part-time job. The Lord is just good. He's just good. He's just good. And so I just did not want to neglect to give him glory, honor, and praise this morning for the things he has done. He saved me. He sanctified me. He filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He came into my life and created in me a clean heart and renewed a right spirit within me. So I'm just happy this morning. Thank the Lord for everyone on the prayer line. Amen. God bless you all.
Well, thank you for that praise report. Is there another praise report?
Two more, if we can get two more.
Okay.
So then God's been good too. Tell of the goodness of Jesus.
Praises be unto God. Hallelujah. This is Ambassador Smith all the way from Arkansas, and I'm so excited about this day that the Lord has made. I am rejoicing. I am glad to be in it. Glory to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I can hear the old saints say it. It just rings in my spirit. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. How am I going to do it? I just want to tell him this morning how much I love you, Lord. I adore you. That's my praise. I love you more than anything this morning. Oh, use me for your glory. God bless all of you over the highways, byways, skyways, over the water. God is good all the time. And they that wait upon the Lord, while you're waiting, just praise him. Hallelujah. When you thank him, he will increase. Lift up your heads, all your gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory, this morning let him come in. Let the King of Glory, let him come in. Let him come in. Let him come in. Let him come in. Glory. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. I'm just rejoicing because he's good this morning. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord for their praise report. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for their praise report coming from Ambassador Smith. Thank the Lord. I think that we can have just one more, Dr. Johnson.
the Holy Ghost brings it out of them. Such growth, my Lord. And I want to thank God for it. I can give several examples, but I know I would leave somebody out. But I appreciate it so very, very much that you are growing in Jesus Christ. My God, some of you who have never been speaking out, now I hear you speaking out. I know it's the same way where you are in your church and in your home, but now you are speaking out for Jesus. What a wonderful, wonderful exhilaration. Yeah.
Chief Ambassador?
Yes.
Amen. Do you mind if I give Sister Jennifer an exhortation? Because I've been with her a little while, and I hear that in her own. Do you mind
Please
if I
do.
Give her an exhortation?
Please do.
Amen. Sister Jennifer, praise the Lord. This is Ambassador
praise
Stern.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning. The prayer that you prayed on the first group of prayer line shut in the other night, I tell you, you really blessed me, and I can agree, amen. I could tell the maturity that is in you, amen, and wherever you're going to worship is doing a wonderful job, amen, and a part of the first fruit prayer line is really has stirred up in you and didn't get a chance to exalt you on the other night, but I certainly want to let you know whatever you're doing in the Lord, keep doing what you're doing, and I see that you're focused, and I thank God for it. I can remember the times you used to break, and now you're so strong, amen. The Lord just overtook you in prayer on the other night, and we enjoyed it, and I just want to give you an exhortation and tell you, young lady, sweetheart, precious in the sight of the Lord, keep on doing what you're doing, because God is really blessing you. Indeed, God bless you, and have a blessed day and a continuous weekend.
God bless you, Mother Stern, and I thank God for you also. You're a powerful woman of God.
About me, amen. You don't have to worry about me. I just love like Ambassador Johnson. I'm at the age now that I just sit back and just listen to what God is doing as we have prayed for you all. So don't worry about me. I just wanted to give it to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful?
God be the glory.
Amen. That's a beautiful example of what God is doing. And have y'all noticed the growth in Mother Peterson, oh, my Lord, and also the growth in Sister Forshee out there in Utah and so many others. Oh, my God. God is as you say, maturing people on this prayer line, spiritually maturing people. And have you noticed the growth even in Ambassador Lady Betty? Amen. Growth. Amen. So many other. I got a call about 5:40 this morning, and it was Brother Lawson from Oklahoma, who said, "Pastor, I just had to send you a gift." And I called with the number for the reference. Gave me a reference number and everything. The Holy Ghost was on him. He couldn't rest well without getting that to me. So many ways that the line is growing so much. And Ambassador Stern, you've always been a tremendous blessing, and Ambassador Pfeiffer. But I see growth in y'all. I mean, so much growth, amen, even as pastors. Maturity and your spiritual life has moved up greatly. To the glory of God, we give him all the glory. But I can see it. Sometimes you can't be a fool. You have to open your eyes and allow God to show you things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because a lot of times when God is doing things and you cannot even see what he's doing, that's a foolish thing. God bless all of you. Amen. I do want to have some prayer this morning. Unless somebody wants to say a word before we go into prayer, the line is open to you.
This is Dr. Pfeiffer. I just wanted to commend the people of God for the revival the other night. There were certain ones that we used to call their names, Sister Jennifer, Sister Charla, and Sister Sheila. Praise God. Praise God. And, you know, they would just seem like the the youth, the children to the prayer line for us, you know, and it seemed like they were the ones that God had just given us latch on to, and it was just something about them that God had just given attached to the people in the prayer line. For those individuals, they were just so special that God had it so that we couldn't turn them loose, not knowing that they were looking up to us the way that they were, because we were so busy looking to the Lord, we